Hare Krishna. Nice sunny day in New Brajadan. And let's see, we've got some shorter questions. One from Bhakta Andy in Wales, who says, if someone takes prasadam but is not aware that it is prasadam, will they still benefit? Yes, very much so. Very much so, in fact, sometimes more so than someone who is aware, like chanting Hare Krishna. People don't know what chanting Hare Krishna is, they have no faith in the holy name, but because they are chanting the holy name, they get wonderful benefit, and their chanting can be offenseless. Similarly, in honoring prasadam, very often we may not actually honor prasadam in the way that it should be offered, with due appreciation and reverence and meditating as is supposed to do according to the prayer that we say. So, Radha Krishna Gunaga Premira Ko Chaitanya Nitai, and in so doing remember Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and Radha and Krishna with great love. That's not what we're doing when we're taking prasadam. That's what Srila Prabhupada did. He would sit alone facing the wall and take prasadam. That's called honoring prasadam. Whereas these people may not know these rules, and they may not have faith, much faith in prasadam, but then they're not committing any offenses as well. Therefore that taking prasadam may have a greater effect than devotees who are just doing and saying all kinds of things while taking prasadam, but not really paying due attention to Krishna's mercy that's coming in the form of foodstuffs, transcendental foodstuffs. So, yes, that's the answer. And then there's a question from Naika, which basically says, do living entities who don't yet have a physical form have the opportunity to hear about Krishna? Particularly she's talking about ghosts. Well, they're also present. They're also present if a ghost is present in the vicinity where chanting Hare Krishna takes place and he hears the holy name. He or she certainly gets benefit. They have a physical form. They just have a subtle physical form. They don't have a gross physical body. So they're also making spiritual advancement. And there are stories in Puranas how ghosts, right now I'm thinking of the story of Gokarna and Gokarna's brother, and that took place on the bank of the Jamuna. And who Gokarna's brother was in the form of a ghost, had taken the body of a ghost. And in order to liberate his brother, he recited Srimad Bhagavatam. At the end of the recitation, then the ghost went back to Godhead. So he received such wonderful benefit. So yes, certainly everyone receives benefit. They receive benefit when they participate in something unconsciously, and when they consciously participate in spiritual activities like taking prasadam or hearing Hare Krishna or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, they benefit according to the quality of their faith. This is described right at the end of Jagannanda Pandit's Prema Vivarta. The inhabitants of Kulinagram asked Lord Chaitanya, why is it that we see people chanting Hare Krishna and not everyone's getting the same result. And Lord Chaitanya gives the answer that because not everyone is chanting Hare Krishna with the same faith. Faith molds the spiritual benefit one gets from a spiritual activity. And if someone doesn't have faith in the chanting, then they get very little result. Or if they have more faith, they get more result. If they have deep faith, and so on, like that. I was just also on the telephone earlier on to Mumbai and getting an update on Mahavishnu Maharaj's condition, because I'd heard that his kidney and liver had failed, or were failing, and that seems to be the report, although when I managed to speak to him, he didn't reply, but I just spoke, and it seems that anything could happen. It's in Krishna's hands. What else can we say? It's in Krishna's hands, and Krishna certainly knows what it is that he's doing. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya.